Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Ask the experts about free fitting on all our kitchens. cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Now though, that search for the missing boy, feared to be dead, has entered its third day. Gardaí are searching an area of open land on the outskirts of Donabate in North County Dublin. Our reporter Maura Fay joins us from there now. So Maura, what's the latest that you can tell us?
So, Claire, Gardaí have said that they expect this search to last a number of days. It's a large piece of marshy ground located next to a large pond. There's a notable Garda presence here this morning. They've surrounded the area with tall site fencing covered with black fabric to prevent the public viewing the site. I'd estimate that there's at least 400 metres of fencing erected around the site. Also, floodlights have been placed all around the search site. So a lot of physical work has gone into securing this area. There's a lot of heavy vegetation on the ground, so you can hear people working with strimmers this morning to remove some of this. Where it's located is quite a high volume traffic area. On one side is the R126 road, where there's a lot of house building construction going on at the minute. And on the other side is the L2170, where just a short distance from the site is St Patrick's Boys National School. So a lot of traffic there this morning with children being dropped off to school. Even though the population of the area is growing, in the last census it was close to 10,000 people. People here still describe Donabate as a village and the community as very tightly woven. I spoke to local curate Father Augustine Foxshett this morning. He's originally from Nigeria but has been working in Donabate for the last 6 years. I asked him how people here are reacting to the situation.
The community here is a small community, though it is growing. So tragic news like this, you know, bring people together. So, you know, it is a community that supports, you know, one another, especially in moments of crisis like this. So this news, you know, has come to us as shocking. And so we organized with the local organizers here for the community, and we gathered at, you know, St. Patrick's, you know, Green on Tuesday night at 8 p.m., We brought our candles, we lighted the candles, and we stood around, you know, supporting one another, shoulder to shoulder, to show the support that we show to one another. So it is a community that is, you know, always, you know, eager to support, you know, itself. Yeah.
Are a lot of prayers being offered for the child and their connections?
Yes. Like in the, because it is a community of faith here, we offer, you know, masses. We pray for the child, and we pray that the Gardaí will be able to solve this mystery. But prayers have been offered. Yes,
that's,
we do that.
Father Augustine there, Maura, you also spoke to some local people.
I did, Claire. Quite a lot of similar sentiments being expressed. A common thread is that people want to know the circumstances that have led to this incident and also a full investigation into all aspects of it. Here's what some people told me.
Just absolute shock, horror, sadness, and just, yeah, a lack of understanding how that could happen when, you know, we're a small enough community, it's growing, but that we wouldn't be aware of something so devastating, so close to us, you know, on our doorstep.
Oh, it's absolutely shocking. It's awful. We're all just shocked because there's no words to describe it. Like, it's complete opposite as to what our community is. It's just horrible.
How would you describe the community here? Is it close-knit?
Yeah, we're very tight. Like, we came together for a vigil for the boy the other night. So, yeah, we're very close when anything happens like that.
I think the local reaction is shock and kind of disbelief from just seeing how a child could go missing for so long. But I guess no one knows the circumstances, so it's difficult to comment right now.
Sad day, really. Why the disappearance was so long without anybody checking it out or whatever it's not right. It's not right.
Probably, I'd say, scary. People are afraid. It happened at the doorstep here. People are worried. Something like this never happens in this area. It's a very quiet, nice area, so it's a bit scary.
I just think everybody's really devastated, and we're just in complete shock that this could happen here and that it happened right around us. And how, I suppose, did nobody know or what happened to him? How's this gone on so long?
Well, I think everyone is deeply saddened and shocked that this has happened on our doorstep. And you know, everyone's wondering how could something like this actually happen. And we hope that they're able to do a full investigation and really understand where the errors occurred in the system. So yeah, I think it's just a very sad scenario.
So that's what some local people had to say to you, Maura. What about the Gardaí? Are they saying anything more about the case?
So Gardaí issued a statement last night, once again asking for space and time to carry out this search operation with sensitivity. They say they're continuing to engage with people connected to the investigation, but they're also aware that a small number of media figures have been trying to make direct contact with those involved. Contact that's both unsolicited and unwanted. Gardaí say these approaches are having a direct negative impact on the investigation. So they're again appealing to all media outlets to give investigators time and space to carry out the search with care and compassion for everyone affected.
Maura, thank you very much. That's our reporter Maura Fay joining us from Donabate in North County Dublin, where that search continues.